海之音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年7月15日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们继续讲解《永恒的茄汤念经》，是茄汤念Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Greeting from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 22 The Process of Devotional Service
今天我们继续阅读永恒的茄汤念经是茄汤念Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第22章奉爱服务的程序
Speaking from Shrimayapur Dham
现在我们是在 Sri Mayapur Dham.
We continue from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sri Sanatana Goswami.
我们继续来讲解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatana Goswami 的教导。
Those teachings are about how to grow in spiritual life.
这些教导呢，围绕着一个主题，怎么在灵性的生命中得到成长。
The different aspects of Krishna consciousness that help a devotee become eligible for pure bhakti.
在奉爱服务当中有哪些方面可以帮助一个奉献者获得进入 bhakti 奉爱的资格？
Over the past 7 days, there's been a lot of talk about what it means to be a pure devotee.
在过去的一星期大约7天的时间有很多有关什么是纯粹的奉献者的讨论。
And especially about the qualities of a Vaishnav that are symptomatic of pure bhakti.
特别是象征着纯粹的 bhakti, 奉爱的 Vaishnava, 纯粹奉献者身上所体现出来的品格。
All over the world,All over the internet, every day, 24 hours a day, pouring out devotees' appreciation for the outstanding qualities of Bhakti Charu Swami.
就是在整个的互联网的这个世界里面，几乎可以说一天24小时，从世界各地的奉献者们都向 Bhakti Charu Swami 献上了。就像潮水一样淹没了整个互联网的世界。
Someone made a valid point.
有的奉献者提出了非常有效的有效的这个要点。
By saying, why wait for a Vaishnav to depart to outpour our feelings of appreciation?
那这个奉献者说呢，就是为什么我们要等到一个 Vaishnava 离开我们的时候，我们才把我们对他的这种赞美之情、欣赏之情倾泻而出呢
？In other words, every time we are with devotees, we should say something, not as a matter of glorification and inflate their ego.But it's very healthy for devotees to appreciate each other on a regular basis.
那换句话说呢，就是说，我们呢要在每一次见到一个奉献者的时候呢，就向他表示一些赞美表示这种欣赏。但是这样的赞美和欣赏不是为了只是单纯的去荣耀对方，让。对方的这种假我膨胀，而是在每一次见到他的时候，真诚的去表达这样的一种欣赏之情。
And What is most interesting about these pastimes of Bhakti Charu Swami passing away?
那么在这个 Bhakti Charu Swami 隐迹的这段逍遥时光里
，and as a matter of fact, with all the Vaishnavas when they pass away，
特别是实际上就是所有的 Vaishnava 这些奉献者们，隐迹的时候
，is that the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is the philosophy. There are no other philosophy that explain better.How to be prepared for the time of death, and how to handle devotees while passing away. We are the best. This is what we know how to do.
就是说，一位 Vaishnava 奉献者离开了这个人世的时候，我们应当就是这样的 Vaishnava 应当怎么样去为自己的死亡的那一刻做好准备。另外呢，我们面临着其他的 Vaishnava 离开这个世界的时候，我们应当。持有一种什么样的心态，在这两点之上 ，Krishna 知觉的哲学是无与伦比的。
Not only that, but every page of every books, and every time someone will give a lecture, they will always bring up the point that we are not this body, life is temporary, and we have to move on to the next phase and try to go back to Krishna.
那么每一次呢，我们读到了经典的时候，我们看到经典的每一个书页、每一个字里行间，或者说哪一个奉献者他去讲课的时候，我们都可以不断的听到这么同一个要点，就是说，我们不是这个躯体，而这个物质的这个躯体呢是非常的短暂的，我们不应当停留，我们应当继续的往前走，我们要走到下一个阶段，直到回到。
So we read and we read and we read, but until someone leaves the body, then we don't realize.
然后我们就是一直不断的在阅读，不断的在重复着聆听到这样的一个教导，但是其实是在只有当我们身边的人真正的离开这个世界的时候。我们才真正的得到了一种觉悟。
So, with the departure of Bhakti Charu Swami, devotees are shocked.
所以呢 ，Bhakti Charu Swami 的这个离世呢，对奉献者来说是一个巨大的震惊。
How is it possible?
那大家都百思不得其解，这怎么可能呢
？How could he leave so soon?
怎么可能他会这么突然间一夜之间就离开我们呢？
And this is followed by expression of separation and longings.
接下来就是一种分离之情，一种渴望之情。
Filling a big hole in the association of devotees.
然后呢，接下来奉献者就会感觉到这个自己的内心世界的一个巨大的一个空白，就是因为和亲爱的奉献者的这种分离而留下的这个空白。
And then realizing how precious such a Vaishnava was.
然后呢，在觉悟到就是这么一个 Vaishnava， 他是多么的伟大。
And then, of course, explaining all the good qualities of such a Vaishnava.
然后接下来奉献者就会去解释这样的一位伟大的 Vaishnava 奉献者，他究竟身上体现出。怎样的美好的品格
？So Bhakti Charu Swami's body was by some absolutely incredible arrangements flown from America to two places in America, and then into India, two places, and then brought to Mayapur.
那就是基于一种非常不可思议的一种安排 ，Bhakti Charu Swami 的这个遗体呢，就是从印度、从美国到达了这个 Mayapur， 途中呢要经过美国的两个地点，还要经过印度的两个地点，然后呢才终于到达 Mayapur 圣地。
And then finally, his body was placed into samadhi here.Close to Srila Prabhupada.
最后呢，他的这个遗体被放置在离Srila Prabhupada的 samadhi 非常近的 这个 Samadhi 的这个木种之中。
And he is resting here, his body is here.
他现在就长眠在这里，他的躯体就留在了这里。
And everyone is, even though he is here, everybody's feeling great sense of separation.
虽然他现在呢在这里，但是大家都沉浸在这种分离的悲伤里。
So we know the story from the Mahabharata.
我们知道 Mahabharata 里面的故事。
Where Yamaraj approached Maharaj Yudhishthira.
就是呢，也就是Yamaraj 呢，他就来到 Yudhishthira 的面前。
And Yamaraj asked Yudhishthira a question.
Yamaraj 呢，就是这个死神 Yamaraj， 他就问这个 Yudhishthira 一个问题。
He said, "What is the most wonderful thing in this world?"
他就问一个问题，说这个世界上最不可思议的事情是什么
？And Maharaj Yudhishthira could not. He gave some idea, but he didn't give the right answer.
那么 Yudhishthira 呢，他就回答了。就回答了一些，但是呢，他提了好几点，但是呢，没有一点好像是说到了点子上。
So Yamaraj replied, "The most wonderful thing in this world, or the most amazing thing in this world, is that everywhere, all around us, people are dying and leaving their bodies, and yet we always think it is not going to happen to me."
那死神 Yamaraj 呢，就是说。他说最不可思议的就是在这个世界上，在我们周围无处不在的有死亡的发生，无时不刻的有人离我们而去死亡，但是呢，我们却总是认为死亡这件事情不会发生在我们的身上。
And we only realize how precious Vaishnava association is when we lose that association.
当我们失去了 Vaishnava 奉献者的联谊的时候，我们才真正的体会到这样的联谊是多么的珍贵。
And we are in a period now where we have all of our very senior Vaishnavas and spiritual masters in old age, and they're all going to leave their bodies one after the other.
那我们现在。已经到达了这样的一个阶段，就是说，所有的这些年长的 Guru 们、Vaishnava 奉献者们，他们已经年事已高，所以他们都陆陆续续的离开了他们的躯体，离开了我们。
So we have to take full advantage.
所以我们要好好的善用现在的时光。
We have to be awake and we have to be aware.
我们要非常的觉醒，意识到。这一切正在发生。
This is the key point of Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami, the absolute necessity to associate with devotees.
所以呢，在这里 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在对 Sanatana Goswami 的教导当中，其核心的要点，也就是说，我们要珍惜和 Vaishnava 奉献者的联谊，与 Vaishnava 奉献者的联谊是至关重要的。
So previously we discussed the qualities of a devotee.
那在前面的课当中，我们谈到了一位奉献者，他的品格是什么
？The qualities of a devotee are like each quality is like a beautiful fragrant flower.
那对一位 Vaishnava 奉献者而言，他的每一个品质就好比是一朵芬芳四溢的花朵。
And with these qualities, we make a beautiful flower garland that we offer to Guru and Krishna.
我们把所有的这些 Vaishnava 的品格所组成的芬芳的花朵连缀成非常美丽的花环，然后呢，献给我们的灵性导师和 Krishna.
And after describing the qualities of the Vaishnava, Lord Chaitanya began to praise the.Association of devotees.
那么在描述了 Vaishnava 的这些美好的品格之后，他继续的描述了和 Vaishnava 奉献者的联谊。
Whether this association is perfect or not, this is not the issue.
与 Vaishnava 奉献者的这种联谊究竟是完美与否，这并不是问题的关键。
We should be able to appreciate and take advantage of it. any association, whether it's neophyte or senior or on our own level.
不管是什么样的 Vaishnava 奉献者的联谊，不管是和出席奉献者，还是和我们平辈的奉献者，还是说年长的高级奉献者的这个联谊，我们都应当要非常的珍惜，要好好的善用。
There's a story, a true story that relates something that took place in the ashram of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati in Calcutta.
那么有这样的一个故事，讲到的就是去了 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati 阿尔戈达的修院里面 ashram 里面所发生的事。
And devotees were complaining about one particular devotee.
那在当时呢，在那里的奉献者呢，都纷纷的去抱怨同一位奉献者。
But they were not complaining to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. They were talking to each other. You know, he is like this, he is like that. They were criticizing.
那他们并不是说直接的去向 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati 去汇报，而是他们三三两两彼此之间在那说这个奉献者的不好不是。
So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati overheard their conversation.
然后后来呢，就是 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati 呢，他就无意中听到了他们所说的话。
So he called them into his room.
所以呢，他就把他们都叫到了自己的房间。
And he said, "You may find so many faults about the devotee."
那么他就说呢，你们可能在这个奉献者身上看到了很多的缺陷。
But if you haven't noticed, he puts his laundry on the line very nicely.
但是你们可能没有注意到，每一次他把这个衣服挂到那个晾衣绳上的时候，总是晾得整整齐齐。
So to put the laundry on the line is so insignificant, and yet Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati found one good quality.
那把这个衣服晾到外面去晾得好好的，这听起来是一个非常微不足道的这个事情，但是虽然这个奉献者呢被抱怨有这么多的不是，但是 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati 依然在他的身上找到了一个非常好的品质。
So when we have a clean white not bed sheet when we have a clean white sheet, we're not going to go and look for the tiny little spot.
那如果说我们有一块洁白的这样的一块布的话，我们不会在上面使劲的去找一个点儿小点儿。
So the meaning of association with devotee is not to find fault, but to find qualities.
所以说呢，就是和奉献者联谊的这个意义，不是在于你要在别人的身上吹毛求疵，找到一些什么毛病，而是去在他要在他的身上去看到他的美好的品格。
So now what I want to explain is the context of this chapter and where it is situated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那现在我想分析一下这一章的这个上下文的这个关系，这一章的讲述的这个背景，然后我们看一下这一章在整个的 Chaitanya Charitamrita
整个
经典当中所处在的位置。
First of all, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered to be the ultimate study of Vaishnava literature.
那 Chaitanya Charitamrita 用的 Chaitanya 经呢，被认为是 Vaishnava 文献当中的巅峰之作。
This is the book that we relish after we have fully understood the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we have fully immersed ourselves in the study of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个就是在我们在学懂了佛家梵歌的这个知识，以及让自己完全的沉浸在盛典佛家瓦坛的这个阅读和学习之后，进一步要阅读的经典。
Now we have understood the essence of Bhakti Yoga. We have understood the conclusion of Bhakti Yoga.
就是呢，当我们知道了 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽的这个精髓以及结论之后，要读的一部经典。
That we understand our position as eternal servants of Krishna.
当我们理解了我们是Krishna 的永恒的仆人这样的一个地位之后，
and now we can relish the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya distributing pure love to everyone.
那到了 Chaitanya Charitamrita 之中，我们就可以开始去品味这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向所有的人去派发仁慈这样的甘露了。
So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find two elements.
所以呢，在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中，我们看到了两个要素。
One is the element of compassion.
第一个就是仁慈。
That this very special dispensation, you know what is a dispensation? The element of dispensation to actually give freely pure love for Krishna to even those who have absolutely no qualification.
就是说这样的一种不加分别的不加那个就是自由的完全的去发散这样的一种仁慈，完全不去看对方的这个资格，哪怕对方是最没有资格的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 依然把这个仁慈派发给他。
What qualification do we have to relish the pastimes of Lord ChaitanyaWhen we were still eating meat a few years ago, or even a few months ago, or drinking, or gambling, or being addicted to so many bad habits.
那可能在几个月之前或者几年之前，我们还大口吃着肉，然后喝着酒，然后还有做各还有赌博，或者是沉溺于各种各样的坏习惯当中。可是现在呢，我们就可以坐在这里。去欣赏和品味赞美 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些超然的逍遥时光，那我们的资格又在哪里呢？
If the Srimad Bhagavatam is known as Amala Puranam, it's the purest of all scriptures.
那么如果说圣典博伽瓦坛被称为 Amala Purana, 就是所有的经典当中的最纯粹的经典。
Let aloneThe Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那更不用说 Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So, when we approach the reading or the teaching or the hearing of the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
所以当我们去这个阅读和聆听Chaitanya Charitamrita 的时候，
we understand very clearly the mood of extreme compassion of Lord Chaitanya.But not just Lord Chaitanya, all the acharyas who came after Lord Chaitanya, including Srila Prabhupada, gave that literature to us.
那我们就深深的可以体会到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这种极致的怜悯之情，对众生的怜悯之情这种极致的那个仁慈。不仅仅 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 还有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后的这些追随者，这些 acharya 们，一直到。Srila Prabhupada, 因为 Srila Prabhupada 把 Chaitanya Charitamrita 亲自赐予了我们。
I remember when I was a very new devotee traveling with other devotees distributing books.
那我记得我还是一个非常年轻的奉献者的时候，我和其他的奉献者一起旅行派书。
Distributing books was very, very hard work.
派书呢是很大的苦心，很不容易。
We just had time to get up in the morning, do Mangalati, chant Japa, take breakfast, and out on the street.
每天呢，我们早上一大早的就起来，这个蒙格拉提，然后念诵我们的 Japa, 然后吃了这个早餐，然后早餐之后就是出门，然后一整天的在外面去派发。
We didn't live in a house. We lived in a van.
我们不，当时我们并不是住在一个房屋里面，而是在一个这个面包车里面。
We took bath in the river.
我们是在河里沐浴的。
Even in the winter.
甚至是在冬天也如此。
And we were out on the street, going office to office, distributing books every day.
然后每天的时候，我们要不就是在大街小巷，要不就是在写字楼里面。开门逐户的去派发。
And coming back in the evening, have a glass of milk, take a shower, and sleep.
然后夜晚的时候我们才回来，然后喝一点牛奶，沐浴，然后就上床睡觉。
So every Sunday was a day off.
每一个星期天呢，是我们的一个放假的日子。
We clean the van.
那么那一天不派书，我们就要清洁我们的这个车。
We cook a big feast.
然后呢，要做一份大餐。
And then the time of the week that everybody is waiting for, reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后就是。接下来的一个环节就是一周的从周一到周六大家都翘首以盼的一件事情就是坐下来去读圣Chaitanya Charitamrita 去读这个永恒的 Chaitanya 经
And we were just new devotees.
我们当时都是初来乍到的奉献者
But somehow we became very very attached to read that book.
但是不知怎么的我们就是深深的沉醉在这部书的阅读之中
Because we could relate to it because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita especially Madhya Lila he spends his time spreading the teachings of Lord Krishna
我们能够感觉到这部书里面所说的内容跟我们是息息相关的因为在这个书里面尤其是 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥当中就是可以看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是怎么跟奉献者在一起并且去传授 Krishna 的教导的。
And we were out on the street giving out this transcendental literature.
而当时我们也是在这样做的因为我们每天都要出去到大街上去派发超然的知识。
So we felt very close to Lord Chaitanya.
这些超然的书籍所以说我们感觉就是好像和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常的亲近了
But at the same time we have to understand what is the objective of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in performing his pastimes
那另外我们也要思考的一个问题就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他上演了那么多的逍遥时光其背后的目的是什么呢
He wants to bring everybody to the platform of pure devotion
他想把所有的人都带到纯粹的奉爱的这个层面。
So this is a public lecture.
那这今天是一个公开的讲课。
We don't know who is listening.
我们也不知道我们的听众中都有些谁。
Can be some friends of Krishna, can be some new devotees, can be some mature devotees, can be some advanced devotees.
那我们的听众当中呢，可能有一些初期的奉献者，可能有一些成熟的奉献者，或者是非常高级的精进的奉献者，也有可能是一些奉献者之友。
And we always try to speak in a general way so that everybody can understand.
所以当我们讲课的时候呢我们就是尽量的要顾及到每一个人的需求用一种相对宽泛的方式来讲课这样的所有的人都能够理解。
And just like we've done, this is the third time that we go through the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这一次的这个讲课其实已经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的第三轮的讲课了。
And each time that we've gone over this transcendental literature, we had to omit certain section that are definitely way over our head, just too high.
然后每一次呢，当我们去讲这个超然的这部文献、这部著作的时候，我们就不得不去省略一些部分，因为这里面的有一些部分呢，远远的超出了我们现在能够理解的这个层面，实在是太高超了，我们无法企及。
However, there are teachings like we are doing now, the teachings to Rupa Goswami, the teachings to Sanatan Goswami.
但是呢，还有一些部分，比如说我们现在在讲的，比如说是对 Sanatan Goswami 的教导，或者是之前的对 Rupa Goswami 的教导。
Where we see that Lord Chaitanya systematically presents the process of Krishna consciousness, the process of devotional service from the very beginning to the highest level.
那在这样的教导当中我们就可以看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 循序渐进的非常有次第的从这个就讲述了 Krishna 知觉或者说奉爱服务的这个程序从最启蒙的这个最基础的这一步一步一步往上讲一直讲到这个最高的境界和终极的目标
If you remember at the beginning of this chapter Sanatan Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya with a very humble attitude, inquiring about his own identity.
啊，大家可能还记得，在这一段的这个逍遥时光的一开始，是 Sanatan Goswami 抱着非常谦卑的这个态度来到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前。他的对他的第一个问题就是说，我的真实的身份是什么？我是谁？
And Lord Chaitanya replied, because you have the right attitude, you already qualify to hear the highest topics.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就对他说，因为你那么的谦卑，这本身就已经足以让你有资格去聆听最崇高的体质了。
And Lord Chaitanya could have very easily spent 2 months with Sanatan Goswami only discussing the most intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
那按照这个 Sanatan Goswami 的这种资格的话 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他完全可以花两个月的这个时间去向他描述，Krishna 和牧牛姑娘们和 Radharani 在这个 Vrindavan 的这个最亲密的逍遥时光。Gopi and Radharani.
That's not what I said.
The intimate pastimes in Vrindavan.
Radha and Krishna.
是 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这个亲密的逍遥时光。
But he didn't do that.
但是他并没有这样做。
Because he wanted Sanatan Goswami. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is not teaching Sanatan Goswami to become a pure devotee because Sanatan Goswami is already a pure devotee.
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 没有必要去教导这个 Sanatan Goswami 把他让他变为一位纯粹的奉献者，因为 Sanatan Goswami 他本人已经是一位纯粹的奉献者了。
He is speaking to Sanatan Goswami so that Sanatan Goswami can teach us.
他之所以以这样的方式去教导 Sanatan Goswami 呢，是因为这样就可以让 Sanatan Goswami 也一样的来教导我们。
Just like Krishna spoke to Arjuna.
这就好像是 Krishna 和 Arjuna 说话。
So when we go through the books of the Goswamis, especially Rupa and Sanatan, we find all the elements of this conversation that we are reading about now.
那如果说我们去浏览六 Goswami 的这个文献，尤其是 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 的这个文献的时候，我们就可以看到，在这个我们现在所讨论的这一章的这个教导当中的很多的这个内容，很多的要素都在他们的文献当中无处不在。
And what this means is that we have to try to understand the context.Of Lord Chaitanya's teachings, in a very broad sense.
换句话说呢，我们应当要以一种非常宏大的这个视野来看 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatan Goswami 的这个教导。
In other words, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya accommodate the mind of a very new person, and accommodates the mind and heart of someone who is on the highest platform.
就是说在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatan Goswami 的这个教导当中，就是涵盖的这个范围是非常的宽泛的。他考虑到了一个初级的奉献者，一个初级的奉献者的一个心态，同时也针对像 Sanatan Goswami 这样的非常崇高的奉献者的心态。
So this chapter, the process of devotional service, is showing us how gradually,The devotee grows into the process and everything that the devotee should watch out for in order to proceed smoothly.
所以说呢，就是在这一章，也就是说奉爱服的程序里面呢，就是讲到了一个奉献者是怎么样一步一步的在奉爱的这个程序当中得到成长，逐渐成熟的，同时也讲到了在每一个阶段，一个人都应当要小心谨慎一些什么，就是要小心的避免一些什么样的障碍和问题，让自己能够在这个奉爱服务的成长的过程中一帆风顺。
The things that we should take advantage of and the things that we should be careful about.
一部分呢，就是说我们要 善加利用的部分，还有一部分就是我们要特别警醒的小心谨慎的地方。
Because it's a progressive process.
因为这是一个循序渐进的一个过程。
And at every step, there is an advantage and there is also obstacles.
啊，那也就是说，你在这个过程当中的每一个阶段呢，都是同时要遇到两个方面，一个就是说对你有利的东，有利的那一面，优势的那一部分，还有一部分呢，就是障碍。
To me,This is the greatest act of compassion.
那对我来说呢，这个就是一种最具有怜悯之心的行动。
It's like if a person asks you about a specific destination.
比如说，就是有一个人就是向你问路，想问你这个有一个目的地在什么地方。
And you tell them, yeah, it's over there.
然后你就跟他说啊，就在那里。
But you don't tell them, be careful when you cross the road, be careful if it rains, be careful there are some big holes, be careful there are some aggressive people on the way.
那你可能就不会跟他说啊，你在这个路上要小心些什么，这条路应当怎么样走，你会在路上会不会遇到什么坑坑洼洼，你会不会就是遇到下雨，或者说路上遇到一些这个暴徒会可能会进攻你等等。
What kind of help is that?
那如果你没有跟他讲清楚一路上可能会遇到这些问题，那你对他的帮助有多大呢？
And this is what most of so-called spiritual paths are doing. They just tell you, this is the destination and good luck.
那有一些灵修的法门或者说一些修行的路径就是这样的。他们就是特别的简单，就告诉你说啊，你的这个修行的最高的这个目标就在这儿，你要去的是这个地方。好，祝你好运，就什么都没了。
The ultimate act of compassion of Lord Chaitanya, the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, is to go into every possible detail to tell the devotee, here is where you get a benefit, and here is where you have to be careful.
那么主切坦尼亚马哈帕布还有这个历代的先师啊恰瑞亚们还有施拉巴拉巴他们的这种极致的这种仁慈之心就是体现在他们在给我们的讲解当中是非常的耐心的细致的他们告诉我们提醒我们在这个过程当中你会遇到些什么你的这个可能获得的这个益处是什么优势在哪里然后你也可能会遇到什么样的这个障碍
Otherwise, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we would just be given one piece of paper and on it would be written, chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
不然的话我们可能走进了 Krishna 知觉就是给你一张纸上写着唱诵便快乐就完了什么都没有了。
Now we have volumes and volumes of books to make sure we don't make any mistakes on the way back to the spiritual world.
那不是这样的我们有这么多卷帙浩繁的这些经典这些文献都是为了让我们就是得到这个提醒在这条这个道路上面我们都要警醒些什么要小心些什么这样才能安然无恙的回归神首回归家园。
So, why am I talking about all these today?
为什么我今天要花这么多的时间来讲这一点呢
？Because as I mentioned last week, we talked about the benefits of and the necessity to always be in association with devotees.
因为上周我们讲到了时时刻刻的和奉献者在一起，和奉献者联谊的种种的这种。益处和种种的这个必须性必要性
this we know is very beneficial.
那我们知道和奉献者的这个联谊呢，会让我们大有裨益。
Discussing the pastimes of Krishna with the devotees.
比如说和奉献者去讨论 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Serving with the devotees, serving the devotees.
和奉献者一起去服务。而且还服务奉献者
glorifying Krishna with the devotees
和奉献者一起去荣耀Krishna
so this is something which is very much required for anyone who wants to make spiritual progress.
那对每一个想在灵性之途上求取进步的奉献者来说呢，这些都是必不可少的。
However,
但是呢
，let us not forget that we live in the material world.
我们不要忘记了，我们还生活在这个物质世界里。
That we are surrounded by millions of people who have no interest in Krishna consciousness.
我们身边被围绕着千千万万的不计其数的对 Krishna 知觉没有丝毫兴趣的人。
They may not be inimical.
他们可能也没有什么敌意。
But they are so engrossed, so absorbed in materialistic consciousness.That they can't even try to, they can't even fathom even what the word spiritual means.
他们都沉浸在这种就是物质主义的这种思想当中，深深的陷入其中而无法自拔，以至于连灵性这个词语的这个含义，他们都无法量度。
And this is not just the people that we are.You know, meeting on the street or at work. This is also at home.
那我们讲的不仅仅是我们在工作期间或者在外面活动的时候所遇到的人。我们在这里也是包括在家中的这些人，就是你的家人们。
You know, here I mentioned this before. Here in Mayapur, there are almost 3,000 devotees who live here. I mean, there are kirtan in every apartment. There's kirtan on the street.There's devotees wearing tilak, there's devotees chanting everywhere, there's deities, there's festivals. This is the spiritual world.
那我之前也跟大家讲过，在 Mayapur 的这个地方，大约住了有3000奉献者，他们呢每家每户都时常的去传出这个 kirtan 的这个声音，然后在这个街上啊，到处啊，你都可以看到涂着 tilak。穿着奉献者服装的奉献者，也到处都有人在街上这个 kirtan， 然后到处都有这个神像的崇拜。所以说，那个可以说这里就是一个灵性世界。
Here we send a message on the phone, and an hour later we have a hot meal prasadam served to the door.
在这里还有这样的服务，你在这个手机上面。就是发一个短信，然后大概半小时、一个小时之后，就有热气腾腾的 prasada 端到了你的手中。
This is the spiritual world.
这真的是一个灵性世界。
But we don't all live in Mayapur.
但是我们并不是所有的人都有机会住在这个 Mayapur 的。
We live in our apartment in a high-rise building somewhere in China.Okay. We live with our family, we have to go to work, we have to deal with the material energy.
我们是住在中国的某一地的这个高楼大厦里面的某一个公寓房里面，然后我们要跟我们的家人生活在一起，每天我们还要去上班，跟外面的人接触，跟外面的这个物质能量去打交道。
And every morning, we get online on YY and we listen to such high topics about Krishna consciousness.
然后每天早上的时候呢，我们就是放上这个 YY， 然后去听有关 Krishna 知觉的这么高深的话题。
And then we go out and boom, confrontation.
然后我们出去，然后一出了这个门就是迎面一击，就是遇到的是一种对峙。
But We have to understand that we cannot stop because we are surrounded by material energy. We're not going to, you know, just give up and say, oh, you know, it's just too much. I can't fight this.
但是呢，你千万不能止步。我们不能说啊，这个物质能量实在是太强大了，我就准备缴枪这个投降吧。我不愿意，我再也坚持不下去了，就这样吧。
That was not Lord Chaitanya's intention. Lord Chaitanya's intention was to flood the world with Krishna consciousness.
这并不是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的愿望。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的愿望是把这个 Krishna 的爱，把 Krishna 知觉去淹没世界的每一个角落。
And in order to do that, we have to understand what is necessary, what we need to do.
那要明白 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的用意，我们一定要知道我们需要做些什么。
And Lord Chaitanya gives, after giving Sanatan Goswami, the benefit of associating with devotees, now he will begin to speak about the obstacles in dealing with non-devotees.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向 Sanatan Goswami 就解释了和奉献者联谊给我们带来的种种益处。那现在他接下来要讲的就是当我们和非奉献者去接触的时候可能会遇到的种种障碍。
And when I was going through these verses this morning, I was wondering, these words of Lord Chaitanya are very strong.
然后呢就是在今天早上当我在这个阅读今天要讲的这些诗节的时候呢我就有这样的一种感觉我在对自己说哦 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里的真的是措辞挺强烈的。
And yet we need to hear them because if we don't hear them, we will not know what is the difference.
但是我们还是要去认真的去倾听，因为如果我们不去聆听的话，我们就真的是分别不就没有分别，不知道这个区别在哪里。
So, here he says, Asat Sangha Tyaga E Vaishnava Cha Sri Sanghi Eka Asadu Krishna Bhakta R. For a Vaishnava.The standard behavior is to avoid the association of ordinary people not interested in Krishna bhakti.
在这里就是说，就一位 Vaishnava 奉献者的标准的行为而言，他应当避免和那些对 Krishna bhakti 毫无兴趣的普通常人的联谊。
So asat sangha means.Bad association.
Asat Sangha 的意思就是说不好的联谊。
Vaishnava Achar. This is the position of a devotee. A devotee does not associate with people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
就是不好交往。所以这里呢就是推荐 Vaishnava 奉献者应当去做的。也就是说一位 Vaishnava 奉献者不要和那些对 Krishna Bhakti, 对 Krishna 的这个对 Krishna 知觉的 Krishna 的这个方案是毫无兴趣的人不要跟他们去交往深入的联谊。
And then he explained who are these people.
然后接下来他就解释说那这些人究竟指的是哪些人呢
He said, first, those who are materially attached, especially attached to women.
那首先呢他就是说呢就是那些在物质上极其依附的人尤其是非常依附女人的人。
And secondly, people who are not at all devotees of Lord Krishna.
第二类呢就是说是那些彻头彻尾不是主 Krishna 奉献者的人。
Vaishnavas should avoid the company of these two kinds of people.
就说到这个 Vaishnava 呢，应当要避免这两类人的联谊。
So we have to understand what this means.
那么对这段话呢，我们要有所理解。
Because Rupa Goswami also talks about this.
因为 Rupa Goswami 他也讲到了这一点。
He says, "Janga," he says, "Jana Sangha Staloliam Cha." He says we have to learn how to avoid people who do not practice Krishna consciousness.
他就是说呢，我们要就是避免和那些不修习 Krishna 知觉的人联谊。
You may ask, how am I going to do this?
那你可能会提出这样的问题，那我怎么可能做得到呢
？I'm with non-devotees all the time.
我总是和非奉献者在一起的。
People at work.
在上班的地方
Most of my family members
还有我大多数的家人
Wherever I am on the street
我只要到街上去不管是到哪里都是非奉献者呀
How am I going to avoid this?
那我怎么可能避免和他们的这种交往呢
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained what it actually means to avoid the association of such persons
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢就专门解释了这个避免和这些人的这个联谊到底是什么含义
？Because obviously we can't not be with these people.
那毫无疑问，很显然，显而易见，我不可能完全避开和这些人的接触。
So what this means is to not soak up, to not absorb their consciousness.
啊，在那在这里呢，其实这个深意就是说，这种涟漪的含义就是说，你不要去吸收这些非奉献者的那种意识。
Yes. Now we have to understand here what Lord Chaitanya says, because Lord Chaitanya is establishing the standard, the benchmark by which if a devotee at all wants to make progress, there are only two options really.
那就是说呢，在其实在这里 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是给我们就是提出了一个非常明确的标准，或者是一个说一个标志，就是对于那些你想要在Krishna 知觉当中灵性道路上求取进步的人来说，你必须要小心哪两点。
Option one, you only live with devotees, no one else.
就是这里有两个选择，一个就是说你只跟奉献者居住在一起。
Option two,If you have to live with non-devotees, it's for the purpose of making them into devotees.
那这个第二个选择就是说，如果你还是要跟这个非奉献者不得不居住在一起的话，那么你就要有设立这样的一个目标，就是让他们成为奉献者。
Now you can say, is there an option three?
那你可能会提出这样的问题，有没有选择三呢？
There has to be an option three.
肯定是有第三个选择的。
We live in a real world here.
因为我们是生活在一个现实世界里。
Well, yes, the option three is do not soak up or absorb non-devotees' material consciousness.
那就是第三个选择，就是虽然我们跟这些物质主义者在一起，但是我们不要去吸收，不要去吸收他们的这种物欲熏心的这种意识，不要掉入到他们的知觉意识里去。
And I have seen devotees saying things like, "Oh, but I have very nice friends."
我也听过有的奉献者说。不过我有一些非常好的朋友。
I like to be with them because they're very nice people.
我喜欢跟他们在一起，因为他们都是一些非常好的人。
I actually feel like I am myself when I am with them.
当我跟他们在一起的时候，我觉得自己特别的真实，特别的自在。
And you know, they don't smoke, they don't drink, and even some of them are vegetarian.
你知道，他们也不抽烟，也不喝酒，而且其中有一些还是素食者呢。
And In fact, I find that I'm happier being with them because every time I'm with the devotees, there's always some conflict.
然后我觉得好像还是跟他们在一起更高兴呢，因为每次我跟奉献者在一起的时候，好像总是有一些矛盾，一些不舒服。
So Lord Chaitanya will answer that question in a few verses.
那么针对于这样的奉献者的这样的问题呢，在接下来的几个世界之后，其他那个马哈帕布会回答。
And what's happening here is that it's called in English a reality check.
在这个英语里面有一个词叫做 reality check， 意思就是说基于现实进行一个自我对照。
This is where we are reminded of really what is the objective of Krishna consciousness and why we became devotees of Krishna.
所以就是通过这样子的。一个这个检验，其实我们就清楚的知道 Krishna 知觉的目标是什么。另外，我们也能够更清晰的知道自己为什么要成为奉献者。
We did not come into the association of devotees. We have not started practicing Krishna consciousness because, you know, we have some problems in our life. We're going through a rough patch. And you know, it's okay. A bit of Krishna, a bit of Maya. It's comfortable.
我们来这个和奉献者接触相处联谊，我们去看一些经典，学习一点 Krishna 知觉，不是说不是是因为我们好像在生活当中遇到了某一些不如意的事情然后呢遇到了一些困难，所以呢我们就跟奉献者接触平衡散散心，不是这么简单。
No, we came to Krishna consciousness to go back to Krishna.
我们来到 Krishna 知觉中，目标非常明确，就是要回到 Krishna 身边。
And this becomes very clear when we begin to have quality chanting of the Maha Mantra.
那么在我们真正的开始有品质的这个 Maha Mantra， 曼陀罗的念诵的时候，这一点呢就彰显出来了。
So the other day I was going to my regular class of Nectar of Devotion here in Mayapur.
前两天呢，我去参加我这个有规律的那个课程，就是在 Mayapur 的这个奉爱的甘露的课程。
And we discuss what it means art and science.
我们就在讨论一个话题，这个艺术是什么，科学是什么。
So Krishna consciousness is an art.
Krishna 知觉就是一门艺术。
It's the art of loving Krishna.
这是爱 Krishna 的一门艺术。
And the science of bhakti is how you get to it.
而这个 bhakti 奉爱的这门科学呢，就是可以告诉你，你怎么样才能够达到爱 Krishna 的这门艺术。
And when we apply the science properly, we understand really what is the art of Krishna consciousness.
那当我们呢能够非常严谨的去运用。我们的这个 Krishna 知觉的这门科学的时候，我们才能够真正的觉悟到这个爱 Krishna 的这门艺术究竟意味着什么。
So just as we often speak when we are in China that when you become a vegetarian, you may lose all your friends.
就好像我们在经常说的，就是在中国，如果你成为一个素食者的话，你可能会失去你所有的朋友。
You know, they think.That you're a weird person because you don't eat meat.
他们可能会觉得你不吃肉是一个怪人。
And therefore, you have to find new friends. Those friends are vegetarian.
那这样你肯定就是要找一些新朋友，找一些素食的朋友了。
So similarly, when you begin to practice Krishna consciousness, people think that you're weird.
同样的，当你去修习 Krishna 知觉的时候，周围人可能会觉得你很古怪。
So you have to find new friends. These friends are devotees.
那你肯定就得要找到一些新朋友。这些朋友呢，就是奉献者。
Now Lord Chaitanya says, "Satyam socham daya monam buddhi rishi shri yasyakshama samo damo bhagascheti yat sangat yati sangshayam teshvanteshu mudeshu klidantavasma sadayushu sangat tat krushuche yeshu yusit krida mrigeshu cha.Nat tasya bhaven moho bandas chanya prashangata yoshit sangha yata pumsho yata tat sanghi sanghataha. Listen carefully.
现在大家都要听好了。
By association with worldly people, one becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of the mind.Control of the senses, fortune, and all opportunities. One should not at any time associate with a coarse fool who is bereft of the knowledge of self-realization and who is no more than a toy animal in the hands of a woman. The illusion and bondage that accrue to a man from attachment to any other objects are not as complete.As that resulting from association with a woman or with men too much attached to women. This is like a nuclear blast.
接下来的这段话就像是那个核爆炸一样，就是通过就是通当和。当一个人与世俗的人交往的时候，他就会丧失真诚、洁净、仁慈、庄重、灵性的智慧，腼腆、苦行，苦行，然后呢，就是美名、宽恕，对心意的控制，对感官的控制，好运及所有的机会。在任何一个时候，人都不应当和那些完全丧失了自我觉悟的知识的粗陋的蠢人接触，也不要和那些只是女人手中的 玩偶，你人手中的像玩偶一样的动物的人去接触。The last one? You're talking about the last one?
Have you already translated this?
Yes.
Okay.
然后再到了就是最后一段哈，因为这一段这个诗节里面一共有三句话。
You finished?
No. I'm looking at the last one. 最后一段我再看一下。啊，那最后的这一段话呢，就是说，对一个人而言，从这个依附到从依附任何的一个对象，就是由依附一个由依附对象而产生的积累的一切的这个虚幻和束缚呢，还不如从与一个女人就是接触过多而造成的这种影响。就是说如果一个人他和那些感官的对象一直不断的这个接触呢，就会产生各种各样的虚幻以及这个束缚。但是即便是如此，还不如说和一个女人的这种过度的这个接触而带来，或者是男人对女人接触，或者女人对男人的这种依附而来的这种感受来的强烈，来的更具有束缚性，更具有这种虚幻性。
Now this is a verse that was spoken by Kapila Dev to his mother.
这个是主 Kapila Dev 对他的母亲所说的话。
And this was not spoken 500 years ago. This was spoken millions of years ago.
这个不是说是500年前说的，而是说就是几百万年前说的。
In other words, even a long, long time ago, the nature of the conditioned souls was being analyzed so that anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness should know about the pitfalls of material association.
所以说呢，就是说在很久很久之前，其实对这种受条件限制的灵魂的那种本性已经做入了这种深入的这个分析，这样呢我们就会知道，就是对受条件限制的灵魂而言，在物质世界当中到底是在哪些地方是布满了这个陷阱的，一不留神可能就会跌落其中。
Yeah, so there's quite a few verses like this that are coming up.
那在下面呢还有一些诗节接下来就是要一一的呈现。
And we will discuss them next week.
我们下周呢然后再来讨论一下。
Because it's important that we understand what it means not to associate with materialistically minded people.
那这样子呢我们就能够明白我们要避免和那些就是过于物质化的人，过度的物欲熏心的人去紧密的接触。
But we also have to understand that the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going forward with teaching Sanatana Goswami is that he wants to bring him to the level of understanding what is pure devotion. And unless this is being discussed, then we can't move forward.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在对 Sanatana Goswami 的这个教导当中呢，其实就是要把他一步一步的带向一个终极，也就是奉爱的奉爱的这个终极，纯粹奉爱的这个终极。但是在这个之前的话，必须要去讨论刚才我们所讲的这所有的这些问题，因为除非是前面的这些问题都搞清楚了，否则的话呢是不可能去了解这个最高深的那个顶点的。
Because the next chapter is called Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Krishna.
因为在下一章的这个题旨就是生命的最高目标，对 Krishna 的爱。
And unless we understand the need to disassociate ourselves with material energy, we won't understand what the ultimate goal is.
所以说呢，就是除非我们能够脱离物质能量的这种束缚， 否则的话我们是不可能去了解奉爱之徒的终极目标的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srimati Radha Mataji, 我们来看一下大家有没有什么问题。Why is this association with the woman or association with the man is especially picked out compared to other attachment? Can I ask this question at the end of this paragraph? See, right? Can I ask? 我想我趁大家在这个发这个问题，那我先问一下，就是说为什么在刚才的这段话里面，尤其突出的提到了和这个女人或者跟男人的这种紧密的这个接触，因为认为这种接触是属于是最让人陷入到这种虚幻之中，是最束缚人的。为什么相对于我们在物质世界的其他的一些衣服而言，比如说对名誉、地位、金钱，这个就好比是色欲吧，这个是特别的被提出来，被认为是最大的一个陷阱呢？
It has to do with Lord Chaitanya's ultimate objective.
那么这个呢和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的要提到的终极目标有关。
And the ultimate objective is to establish pure Krishna consciousness.
因为我们终极的这个目标就是说要达到对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
So pure Krishna consciousness is experienced in a very specific environment.
那纯粹的 Krishna 知觉呢，你必须是在一个非常特定特别的一个环境当中，你才能够真真切切的体验到。
Obviously it's a spiritual environment with a spiritual social structure.
毫无疑问这是一个灵性的一个氛围，灵性的环境当中，而且在这个环境当中也有一个特别的社会的结构。
Where each member of society has a very specific role.
就是说在一个这样的一个社会当中，每一个人都有他一个特定的角色要扮演。
And when this social structure is dismantled or disturbed,
那当这样的一个社会的这个结构呢，被这个分崩离析了，或者说是受到了干扰。
Then there is chaos.
那就会陷入到混乱之中。
So, and this is a major topic, the topic of the position of women both in the material world and in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，这里就涉及到一个话题，就是说女人在物质世界当中的一个角色，以及在灵性生活当中的一个角色。
It's a, you know, it would take a long time, but I will talk about it next week.
当然要谈这个话题的话呢，可能需要比较多的这个时间，但是我可以在下一次的讲课当中专门来探讨。
But in the spiritual context, women have a very specific role to play, which is a pivotal, most important role to play.
在灵性的这个生活当中，其实可以说这个女性扮演了一个关键性的一个角色，
and for the,
起到了关键性的作用。
And for the woman to play that role, which is so important, she must be protected.
那这个女性呢，如果说女性她应当要去扮演她的这个角色，去发挥它的这个关键性的这个作用的话，那更重要的就是说要很好的去保护它。
And if she is not protected, then we have the world that we live in today.
那如果说女性没有得到很好的保护的话，那么就会发生我们现在在这个世界所看到的情形。
It's just chaos.
就是一片混乱。
So Lord Chaitanya is not talking from a democratic sense, he's not talking from a working class sense, he's not talking from a materialistic platform trying to understand the human psychology. He's coming through with pure consciousness.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这些话讲这些话的时候，并不是基于一种民主主义，或者是为这个 劳工阶层说说话，要代表社会的某一个阶层，或者是在分析人类的某一种那种心理特征。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在讲这些话的时候，都是从一个纯粹的一个灵性的角度来讲的。
Because if you go through the whole Srimad Bhagavatam,
因为如果说你去看遍这个圣典波迦瓦坛的话
，you will see both examples of what it means to be associated with people who are very materialistic and who are attached to women. And when we talk about women, really we talk about sex.、
嗯、
and then you have the examples of associating with women in the Srimad Bhagavatam that can actually deliver you from the material energy.Both examples of it.
因为你在圣典波迦瓦坛里面其实是可以看到两方面的，一方面就是说和这个女人的这种不当的过度的亲密的这种联谊会给你招来就是带来的这种毁灭就是深陷于这种色欲当中会造成的这种问题。但是呢另外一方面也讲到了就是和女性的这种联谊是怎么样帮助一个人得到解脱得到灵性上的提升的，就是这两个方面都是有所描述的，在圣典波迦瓦坛的逍遥时光里。
And women have a very prominent role in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in Krishna consciousness in general.
那就是女性呢就是在这个圣典波迦瓦坛里面的这些逍遥时光里呢就占据着非常重要的这个地位，在我们的灵性的这个生活当中也扮演了极其重要的角色。OK， 这个问题来自于 Smoky Radha Dasi， 感恩 Papu 和 Maharaj 的精彩讲课，如您所讲我们有过这样的实际的体验，很好的朋友看起来也很有爱心，但是不小心因为碍于面子吃了他们的食物，或者被他们知道自己已经碰过的时候回来以后头痛欲裂，而且心烦欲乱，无法很好的念诵，头脑里老是去出现他们谈论的这些琐事。我们该怎么样去小心的处理这些细节呢？Thank you very much for your wonderful class. Just as you mentioned in your class, we did have this kind ofreal experience in our own life. We have very good friends who have a very loving heart, and sometimes we would eat the food prepared by them out of friendship, or let them eat the food that we have touched, and after coming back from their home, we had serious headache and became very restless and very disturbed, very depressed, and so much so that we couldn't be focused on the chanting. And in our mind, this whirling of all the tribal things that they have been talking about, so how can we deal with those details, small details in our life?
Sometimes you can't avoid it.
有的时候呢，这也是不可避免的。
In our service in China, we get invited into top class, absolutely exquisite vegetarian restaurant. I mean, exquisite.
就是说，我们在那个中国这个服务的这个过程当中呢，有的时候就被人们。就被一些朋友去请到那些极其高档的极其精致的那些素食Shrimad Prabhu 就是讲到了我们在中国联谊在中国那个服务的时候也是工作还有这些因为不可避免的有时候也会被有一些朋友请到特别高档的那种素食餐厅，可以说他们的无论是食物还是那个餐厅的这个精美程度就是都是无与伦比的。
So, you know, it's a balancing act.
所以在这个时候呢，你就是要掌握好平衡。
We can't just always accept just to be nice to people.
我们不能只是为了总是要对向别人这个表示友好、碍于情面而总是不断的去接受别人的这份盛情邀请。
In other words, we have to make our values known to people so they know.
那换句话说呢，我们要让别人了解我们独特的价值所在。那么这样他们就能知道了。
So people know our standards.
那就是说他们就知道我们所代表的这种价值，他们也能够知道我们所代表的这个标准是什么。
And then we have to, try to see, because we may need certain circles of people, but we may not need other circles of people.
但是有的时候我们也要平衡的来看，因为有的时候我们得要看一下，我们可能需要某一个朋友圈的人，然后其他的一些圈子的人可能是我们所不需要的。
Sometimes because of business, you have to eat in a restaurant with business people.
有的时候，比如说你做生意的话，你也得到这个。有时候到餐厅里面去跟别人一起吃饭。
Now, if they know that you are vegetarian, and if they know that you are a spiritual person, they may have more respect.
那么如果说我们周围的这些人知道我们是素食者，而且也知道我们是这个在领修的，他们可能还会对我们肃然起敬呢。
So, in other words, you have to come out so people know your values, but at the same time, you have to be careful not to be fanatical.
换句话说，就是一方面呢，别人要从我们的身上去看到我们的价值观；另外一方面呢，我们也不要太激进啊，太极端狂热。
Or you can choose to remain completely pure, completely isolated, completely insulated.
就是说也不要太教条了。那或者你可以做另外一个选择，就是你完全与世隔绝，完全绝缘。跟任何人都不打交道，就自己待着。
And the other thing is that when we are invited by people like you say we are good friends, they may even cook something vegetarian, we have to take the opportunity when we are with them to control the discussions, control the mood.
然后还有一个就是说，就像你说的一样，这不可避免的，很好的朋友也是出于善意邀请你，然后他们做了素食跟你一起吃，那么你可能也会去跟他们在一起，但在这个时候非常重要的就是你一定要掌握你们在这个餐桌的这个讨论当中的一个话语的主动权，你要把握好这种主动性，这种引导性，而且呢就是也要把握好这个氛围，因为你们在一起交往的这种氛围要由你来主掌，而不是被他们带过去。
I remember last year we were invited in a very nice restaurant in Haikou.
我记得在去年的时候，我们就被邀请到一个非常好的这个餐厅，就是在海口的一个素食餐厅。
And the manager of the restaurant invited friends two nights in a row.
然后呢，在海口的这个餐厅的这个老板邀请我们去的，他连着两个晚上要把他的所有的那些重要的朋友都邀请过来了。
Nice people, they came for dinner after the whole day at work.
那这些人呢都是挺善良的，他们一天上完班之后，晚上的时候就到餐厅里面去吃饭。
And they started socializing and talking about this and that.
然后呢，一开始的时候呢，他们就像那个往常那样子。就是像社交的时候那样子聊东谈西，
And then they turned to me and they wanted to know, you know, who I am.
然后他们就转向我，就想了解一下我的情况，我从哪来，是怎样的。
Well, I told them who I am. I spoke about Krishna and Bhagavad Gita teaching for 2 hours.
然后我就从我是谁，从介绍自我介绍开始，一直讲到这个薄伽梵歌，讲到了这个Krishna， 这个整个差不多2个小时，他们都听我说话。
And I didn't hear a single word. I just could see faces nodding. Yeah.
而且我也没有看到任何有情绪的人，就是在我讲话的过程当中，我看到他们不断的在那儿点头称是，表示赞同。
I wasn't prepared to listen to their, you know, their social things.
我去参加这样的一个聚会，并不是说 是准做好了去听他们那些这种社交话题，我不是去听社交话题。
So we have to take advantage. Okay, I'm being invited somewhere. I'm going to turn it into my show.
所以你要有这样的一个准备，就是好，你邀请我，那我就去，但是我要做好充分的这个准备，我要这个要逆转你们的我们的这种交的聚会的那种氛围，也要完全由我来主掌这个局面。
And then two things will happen.
那么这个时候呢，就是会发现两件事情。
Either they'll ask you for a book.
这个一种情况就是他们会询问你，我们从哪能看到这样的书。
Or they will stop inviting you.
或者他们以后再不邀请你了。
In either way, you win.
不管是哪一种情况。你都胜出了，你都成功了。好，下一个问题是 Radha Priya Mataji， 明白发布，感谢翻译和主持人的甜美服务。您讲到避免和非奉献者的联谊，尤其是依附女人等等。即使是奉献者，甚至有气绝的奉献者，也会因为和 Mataji 的联谊堕落了。这个经历的变化是如何发生的？Thank you very much for the wonderful service. You mentioned that we should avoid association with non-devotees, especially associating with those who are attached to women. What we can see is that even the devotees and even the renunciate new sannyasis may fall down because of the association of the Matajis. So there must be a very subtle transformation. How does it happen?
okay. It's a vast topic.
这是一个非常宏大的话题。
But...We have to look at different specific examples.
那我们要看看一些就是特定的一些例子。
We have the example of Bilva Mangala Thakur.
比如说一个就是 Bilva Mangala Thakur.
Who was very attached to a prostitute.
他是非常的依恋一个妓女。
But that prostitute...had some intelligence.
但是这个妓女呢还是比较有智慧的。
And told him that if you had the determination to come to me, if they had that same determination to serve Krishna, you would be a pure devotee by now.
那就是说那个因为这个妓女看到了她是非常的依恋自己的。她说呢你既然有这种和我在一起的这种坚定的决心，如果说你能够把同样的这个坚定的决心用来为 Krishna 服务的话，那你早就已经是一个纯粹的奉献者了。
So we have to understand female energy, male energy, it's all the same thing. It's Krishna's energy. It's a question of how you use it.
那我们要知道的就是，无论是这男性的能量，还是女性的能量，或者说这种阴阳的这种能量的，都是 Krishna 的能量。
In the purport of the verse that we quoted, Prabhupada quotes another verse from Bhagavad Gita, Purusha Prakritisto hi Bhunte Prakriti Jangunan, Karanam Gunasangosyat Sadasat Joni Janmasu. The living entity in material nature follows ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to the association with material nature, thus it meets with good and evil among species.
就是我们刚才就是引用的那段比较长的那一段诗节，下面的要旨啊，帕帕的要旨当中，他也引用了来自于《薄伽梵歌》的就是第十三章二十二诗节，他引用了这个来作为这个要旨，就是这个诗节就是说物质自然中的生物呢，就这样循着生命的道路，享受自然的三形态。这是由于生物与物质自然接触的缘故，于是便在不同的生命种类中遭遇善恶诸事。
So two words are mentioned here, Purusha and Prakriti. Purusha means male, Prakriti means female.
那在这里有两个范文词，一个就是 Purusha， 一个是 Prakriti。那 Purusha 呢，就是男性或者阳性，Prakriti 就是女性阴性的意思。
But on the spiritual platform, we know there's only one Purusha, and that is Krishna. Krishna is the enjoyer And Prakriti is the enjoyed.
那从这个灵性的层面上来，我们就知道这个唯一的男性或者唯一的这个 Purusha 其实就是 Krishna. Krishna 是享受者，而我们其他所有的这些生物体都是 Prakriti 是被享受者。
So when the male wants to replace Krishna, automatically he becomes trapped by the modes of material nature.
所以呢，当一个男人他想就是像 Krishna 那样去就达到以这样的一个主导的一个地位做一个享受者的话，他立刻就会被物质的能量所束缚，就深陷于其中。
But actually we are all Prakriti.
但是实际上呢，所有的就是我们都是 Prakriti 被享受者。
So Bilva Mangal Thakur is one example. Another example is Chota Haridas.
就是刚才说的这个 Bilva Mangal Thakur 是其中的一个与这种色有关的这个例子。还有一个例子就是小 Haridas.
No.
Chota Haridas.
Yes. So the story of Chota Haridas will come in the Antya Lila.
这个 Chota Haridas 就是他会在这个 Antya Lila。Antya Lila 就是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的就是末期逍遥下篇当中讲到。
So all that Chota Haridas did was to go to a woman's home to get some rice to cook for Lord Chaitanya's lunch.
那这个 Chota Haridas 呢，他就是到了一个女人的家里面，他去要一些米，想给 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 做饭。
Now, many devotees don't understand this pastime.
关于这个 Chota Haridas， 就是我们常说的小 Haridas 的这个逍遥时光，好多奉献者没有办法理解。
Because Lord Chaitanya immediately rejected him.
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，马上就拒绝了他，因为他的这个错误。
And the devotees pleaded with the Lord.
然后奉献者还向这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 求情。
And he refused.
但是他一再的拒绝。
Why would Lord Chaitanya behave in such a harsh way?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 为什么要采用这么的严厉的这种态度呢？
Because if he would have said, okay, don't do it again.
要是他只轻描淡写的说好吧，那就下不为例了。
You're a sannyasi.
你是一个 sannyasi 托钵僧。
Please be more careful.
你要更加的小心。
Then Lord Chaitanya would have set a precedent that from now on into the future, every sannyasi would think it's okay.
如果 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当时的这个态度是这样的话，那可能就是设立了一个先例，就是从那个时候开始一直到。未来很多代的这个 sannyasi， 那对于这些托钵僧来说，好像，像这个小哈利达斯塔库做的这个事情也没有什么，都可以。
So to be a sannyasi is a huge commitment.
所以说呢，要做一个 sannyasi， 一个托钵僧呢，其实是一个极其重大的承诺。
And if a sannyasi is not careful enough.Maya will come in the most subtle ways, even without noticing it.
那么这个如果是一个 sannyasi 托钵僧不小心的话， Maya 也会不知不觉的潜入他的心中。
Yes.
有可能他完全没有注意到，很不小心，然后就被 Maya 给俘获了。
So, for example, if a sannyasi is surrounded by female disciples.
那么我们举一个例子，比如说一个 sannyasi 托钵僧身边经常围绕的都是一些女性的门徒。
These female disciples have a duty to actually protect that sannyasi.
这些女性的这个门徒其实是有责任的，要去保护这个就是托钵僧的这个 sannyasi。
Not to come forward too enthusiastic and to be too emotional and to be too physical.
不要太这个热情，不要太热情洋溢，不要再那个热情泛滥了。也不要就是在这个特别是这个身体上面不要过于的亲近了。
If, for example, a female disciple cooks prasadam for the sannyasi,
举例来说，这个女性的这个女门徒做了这个一些 prasadam 给这个 sannyasi 托钵僧。
She should cook like a mother.
她做这个 prasadam 的时候，要以一种母亲的心态去做。
Not cook, you know, with sensual feelings.
不要有这种精微的。是一种男女之情在里边。
So those who are close to sannyasis have to be very, very respectful and very mindful that the sannyasi needs to be protected.
所以呢，离那些 sannyasi 托钵僧比较近的人，他们要非常的小心，因为这也是他们的责任。他们要时刻的意识到，我们要保护好这个 sannyasi 托钵僧。
And we have seen sannyasis, as you mentioned, falling down from their position.Because they, you see, as Lord Chaitanya says, association is the key. Now, what is the quality of the association?
那就像你说的一样，的确是有一些托钵僧，他们因为不小心就堕落下来了。那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，在这里通篇讲到的都是涟漪的重要性。那这里的关键就是在于这个涟漪的质量是怎样的，是什么样的一种涟漪。
You can be in the best association and still be attached to your material desires.
你可以置身于最优秀的这个涟漪之中，但是内心却依然这个依附于物质的欲望。
Association doesn't mean to be part of the crowd.
这个涟漪并不是意味着你总是跟总是在置身在人群中。
Association means to reveal one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially.
在这里的这个涟漪呢，实际上根本上指的就是说你敞开心扉，吐露心声，也是去接受别人向你的这个坦言。
Does that answer the question?
How did it happen to change?
But we have to understand, you can be shaved up, you can have the most amazing tilak, you can wear the most beautiful, very simple, nice, flowing sannyas dress, but inside your heart, you are bleeding because you want to associate with the material energy.
那的确是有这样的一种现象，那些有一些气绝的奉献者，就比如说这些sannyasi们，那他们可能是涂的是最完美的 tilak， 穿的是非常简朴，也是非常这个飘飘然的这种sannyasi 的这个僧袍，那一切外在来看都是非常完美的，但是在心里面可能是非常的依附于这种物质的这个对象的，甚至在流血，这是非常的有可能的。
Sannyasi should be austere.
Sannyasi 如果从气绝僧的角度来说的话，
Sannyasi should never be alone.
非常的苦行，而且不应该就是独自待着。Why they can't be alone? 我问为什么不能独自待着？
Why they can't be alone? Because, I mean, in the context of Krishna consciousness movement, material energy is very powerful.
就是说那个，在这个Krishna 知觉的这个运动的这个背景之下，我们可以看到这个物质的能量是非常的强大的。
Always the traditional sannyasi is alone most of the time.
就是现在的这个sannyasi 的话呢，就是被巨大的物质能量所包围着。那在这个传统而言的话，一个气绝僧，一个sannyasi 托钵僧，他的确是独自一人的，经常是独自一人的。
There is this wonderful pastime again in the Antya Lila where Lord Chaitanya heard beautiful songs glorifying Lord Jagannath, and he was running towards that voice, and his servant caught him right at the last minute because he was running towards the Devadasis, the young girls who sing for Lord Jagannath.
那么就是在这个安恰丽拉后面的这个末期这个逍遥当中，有一段逍遥时光，就是齐塔尼亚马哈帕布听到了一个非常悦耳动听的荣耀，主扎格纳的 那个歌声，然后他情不自禁的就被这个歌声吸引，就是往前冲去，然后他的仆人紧紧的把他就是抓住了，不让他往前冲，因为不然的话呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢可能就会去到那个就是唱出这个优美的歌曲的这个就是 Devadasi 那里去了。
OK，
所以他是要非常非常的小心，他的仆人说你千万不能。下一个问题来自于 David Shakti David Dasi， 顶拜咕噜的莲花族感恩翻译，与奉献者联谊的时候会说些世俗的话题，我们应该怎么样忍耐呢？还是怎么办？During the association with the devotees, sometimes they would talk about some mundane topics. So, should we tolerate or what should we do in this case? Devotee just can't help talking about some mundane topics.
No, they shouldn't.
奉献者不应该谈这个联谊的时候谈世俗的话题。
Unless the conversation leads to the topic being helpful in improving Krishna consciousness.
除非是这个看似世俗的这个话题，最后的导向是帮助我们在 Krishna 知觉当中得到进步。
Like you may talk about the virus.
举例来说，我们谈这个病毒。
How to be more careful.
这个新冠病毒，我们谈怎么样更加的小心。
You may talk about health.
你也可能会谈这个健康的问题。
You may talk about the community in China, what's going on with the Chinese society, and how to be more productive in contributing to help the society.
那你有可能也会去谈论一些中国社会的一些现状、一些时事。那么你谈的一开始可能是看似是一个世俗的话题，但是你肯定要讲到这个。谈到我们奉献者的责任，我们应当怎么样对这个社会有所贡献，能够去帮助去扭转一些这种社会的趋向。
It's the responsibility of the person who arranges the program and the association to make sure there is no mundane talks.
不过呢，这个联谊活动的这个组织者他是有责任要确保这样的联谊活动中没有这个世俗的话题掺杂在里面的。好，下一个问题来自于荣，感恩咕噜，感恩翻译。今天这个观点会让我困惑。那么我们应该怎么样婚恋呢？而且作为女人，最希望的就是有一个温暖的伴侣，可以一起分享，一起共同面对问题，一起成长。那么作为女人，该怎么去看待自己的这个需求呢？ This today's opinion actually puts me in bewilderment. My question is, so should we enter marriage life as a woman? All the women, what they really want most is to have a very warm companion with whom they can share and to face problems together, to grow together. So as a woman, how should we consider our own needs in this regard?
Very good question.
你的这个问题非常好。
And I'll be very honest with you.
我也可以跟你这个坦白相告。
If you are prepared to hear what I'm going to say.
但是你要做好听我的这个话的准备。
You see, when Shastra says that women need protection.
在这个经典 Shastra 里面说到呢，女人需要保护。
And Prabhupada emphasizes that many, many times in his books.
而且除了 Prabhupada 在他的书里面呢，在很多地方都强调过这一点，女性应当得到保护。
He says the woman should be protected by the father when she's a child.
那除了 Prabhupada 就是说呢，当女性在那个孩童的时候要得到这个父亲的保护。
She should be protected by the husband when she's married.
结婚之后得到丈夫的保护。
And she should be protected by her grown-up children when she's old.
然后年老之后呢，要有已经长大成人的子女的保护。
Now, what are we talking about when we talk about protection?
那当我们说到这个保护的时候，我们的含义是什么呢？
We are talking about protecting something which is precious.
我们在说的是保护一种非常珍贵的东西。
We're talking about protecting something of amazing value.
我们在说保，就是去保护一个宝藏，一个非常有价值的东西。
We're talking about something which is of great contribution to the human race.
我们现在在说的要去珍视和保护这个可能会对人类产生巨大贡献的珍品。
And one direct example is the slaughter of cows.
其中一个就是直接的一个例子，就是屠杀奶牛。
When you kill the cow is a mother. When you kill the cow, the society collapses.
当你去屠杀这个奶牛，其实奶牛呢，它就好比是人类的母亲一样。当你去屠杀奶牛的时候，这个人类的这个社会就会崩溃。
When women are not protected,You will have literally speaking, daily millions of abortion.
在女性得不到保护的时候，我们可以说，实际上就是如此。每一天都有这个千千万万的这种堕胎的事件发生。
So the problem that we're facing today is two.
所以我们今天要面临的问题是两个。
One, the woman wants to compete with the man and be as good as the man.
就是一方面呢，女人她们觉得自己得到解放，要跟男人去一较高下，要跟男人去竞争。To compete with the man and
be like the man.
或者说
concentrate.
就是说女人要像男人一样。
And therefore,They go nowhere. It's not competition, it's confrontation.
所以最后呢就演变成不是说只是竞争那么简单了，而是男女之间的这种对峙的这种关系。
It's a constant battle.
就是女人变成时时刻刻跟男人在这里就是战争。
Because the woman wants to become the man.
因为女人想变得和男人一样。
And the woman wants to become the man because the man does not know how to be a man.
女人之所以跟男人去竞争呢，是因为男人不知道怎么样去做一个好的男人。
And this is clear, especially in China.
特别是在中国是这样的一种现象。
Men do not know how to be man.
就是说男人不知道怎么样去做一个真正的男人。
So they can't fulfill their roles as husbands.
所以说呢，男人因为是这样的话，他们不能够很好的履行作为丈夫的职责。
Because women try to be the man,
因为女人想跟男人一样
they lose their feminine power.
他们就失去了他们女性所独有的力量。
So you have feminine power and you have Vaishnavi power.
我们有两种力量，一种是女性的力量，一种是作为女奉献者 Vaishnava 奉献者的力量。
And I don't think that female devotees know how to use those qualities/weapons.
那我们现在我感觉到这个女奉献者们不知道去如何的很好的运用这个作为女奉献者的这种。特别的武器。
That's right. Women do not know how powerful they are. They don't know how to use that power.
不过这武器上是有双引号的。我的意思就是说，女性不知道怎么样去运用自己独有的能量。
If you retain your feminine nature instead of trying to become the man, you will see how more powerful you can be.
那如果说你很好的去保护自己的作为女性的这种独有的能量的话，你真正的像一个女人一样，你会发现你真的是比男人要更有力量。
We always talk big words and we always talk big problems, but actually it comes down to very basic things, very basics.
有的时候呢，我们谈的这个话题好像非常的宏大，非常的严重，但实际上最后归根结底都是一些最基础的、最小的一些问题所导致的。
What is Vedic culture? What is the Srimad Bhagavatam talks when they talk about the presence of a woman?
那韦达的这个文化是什么？在圣典博迦瓦坛里面讲到了女性的出现。那么女性的这个出现，它意味着什么呢
？Weapon number one, beauty.
第一个就是女性的这个独有的武器。第一个就是美丽。
When women wear shirt and pants and sport shoes, they are not beautiful.
如果女人就是穿的那个紧身的衬衫、紧身的牛仔裤，那个高跟鞋 ，What kind of shoes?
Sports.
哦，就旅游鞋，那这个不叫美丽。
There's nothing beautiful about it.
这有什么美的呢
？Because that's what the men wear.
因为这是男人也是穿的这一身。
At the market in Guangzhou, I saw women shopping with their pajamas on.
然后在这个广州的时候，有时我去到那个市场上的话，看到女人穿着睡衣在那儿买东西。
Pink pajamas with little teddy bears.
那种粉红色的那个睡袍上面还印着泰迪熊，然后在这个大街上面去买菜呀，走来走去什么的。
So,
那个不叫美。
Women, even though they are chaste, they are always beautifully dressed.
就是女性呢，她们是可以非常的贞洁，同时穿着上面也应当可以非常的优美。
Shyness.
还有就是这种羞涩的品质。
Women are not shy anymore.
现在的这个女人再也不羞涩了。
They come forward, move aside, here I am.
他们总是往前冲的，别人都靠后，就是很勇猛的那个样子。
But again and again, I will never stop emphasizing women who can cook excellent prasadam will win any man any day.
那我这个这有一个话题，有个要点，我怎么强调都不为过，也是我经常强调的，就是，如果女人她能够做一手非常好的不沙浪的话，她可以在任何一个时候征服任何一个男人。
So I will say three things to you. I will say three things to you.
我跟你我想说三点。
One, always look beautiful.
第一个就是说要保持自己的美丽
Two,
优雅
Be a very good devotee
第二个就是成为一个很好的奉献者
Three, be an excellent cook
然后做一个非常优秀的一个好厨师
And you'll find the right man
你就会找到这个合适的人But maybe because of my translation But this question has some other connotation Meaning that Because in this verse, 我再解释一下哈，就你这个问题，就是 in this verse says the woman seems to be very dangerous to men because it's bring a man down because of this lust desires because of the woman. But as woman, we also need a husband who can grow together. So this is our natural need. So how can we?See this need.
I said, if women are not protected, this is what will happen. I started my answer with women not being protected.
那我想这个问一下，来到川普部最后，你说到女人该怎么样看待这个需求，就是那么来到川普部说呢，他在回答这个问题的时候，其实一开始就是讲到了，如果女人没有得到这个保护。You mean when a woman is not protected, then they will become like a threat to men?
And to themselves.
那就是来上面不强调说因为在世界里面讲到了女人可能会成为男人的一种威胁对吧就是因为依附于跟女人的这种接触可能会有色欲。那来上面不说呢如果是这样的如果女人没有得到保护的话可能就会是这样就成为不仅仅是男人的威胁也成为自己的一种威胁
All right, next question.
威胁自己下一个问题是 Sumuki Radhadasi 说与众人交流讲话是一门高深的艺术没有掌握好尺度的话一旦我们主导话题他们就会觉得自己被控制人们都习惯了和喜欢扮演主控者我们该如何注意沟通中的原则和细节呢 ？Because you just mentioned when we are with people interaction, it's actually an art, a very high art. It's not easy to grasp. If we don't know the extent, then if we are dominant in the talks, they will feel that they are controlled because people are used to.Be the predominant to play the predominant role in an environment. So there must be a lot of principles and details in interaction, in communication with people. What are those points that we need to pay attention to.
It depends who you're talking about that you're associating with. Are they family members, or their friend, or their co-workers?
这个取决于你跟什么样的人在一起，是跟家里人在一起呢，还是跟你同事在一起呢，还是跟朋友在一起呢？
So based on the nature of the environment, then you act accordingly.
所以呢，你要去分析看你的这个谈话的聚会的这个对象都是谁，然后呢，你就是相应的掌握好这个尺度的去做。
The main thing is you should always have a very strong sadhana.
一个很重要的就是说，你要必须要有非常好的坚实的 sadhana 作为基础。
So that you can always feel you are very Krishna conscious, regardless of the association you have.
这样呢，你就是说有一个非常好的 Krishna 知觉。打这个底，就是不管你跟什么人在一起的话，你都是依然是在 Krishna 的知觉里的。
Like, even though I always try to have a strong sadhana, when I spend time with non-devotees, I always feel drained.
就比如说我自己的这个 sadhana 方面呢，我是做的非常的认真的，很非常的。强调那我跟这个非奉献者在一起的时候，跟他们久的时候，就会觉得他们好像耗去了我的能量。
Because you have to let them speak also.
因为你跟别人在一起的时候，你也要给他们讲话的时间和空间。
And you have to show that you're interested in what they say.
然后有的时候在这种交往当中，你还要对对方的话题也表现出一些兴趣。
So it is draining.
所以毫无疑问的确是跟非分人在一起的时候，有的时候是有一种 能量被消耗的感觉。
And if I get invited to have a vegetarian meal, as soon as I get back to my place, I make sure I take some prasadam.
那每一次我被邀请去，比如说去一个素食餐厅，别人邀请我们吃他们的素食的话，那么回来的时候我一定是要吃一些 prasadam 的。
Now,There are some devotees who feel the need that they should get out together as devotees and sit at a restaurant to have a good meal.
那有一些奉献者呢，觉得虽然自己是奉献者，也是需要到外面去，到素食餐厅里面，在那儿坐着吃一些他们的素食。
Because that's what you do when you want to have association.
那有的时候呢，这也是不可避免的。你想去交往，跟人交往的话，有的时候可能这个场所就是在素食餐厅里面。
But this is a very, very bad habit.
但是呢，就是。You mean even with devotees,
especially with devotees,
特别是奉献者跟奉献者在一起，有的时候也觉得，好像我们要素食餐厅去吃点饭，放松一下。那如果是形成了一种习惯的话，这个是很不好的，特别对奉献者来说，这样的一种习惯不好。
Next, I have to go.
Sumuvi.
She already. That's the thing.
Radha Priya 的问题，感谢帕布，我继续问一下，就是想一直保持单身的 Mataji。奉献者他们如何在以后的修行上保持良好的联谊进步，您能给点建议吗？So I want to take my question a step further. I want to ask for those who always want to remain single, the Mataji devotees who wants to remain single, how can they maintain nice advantages associations in their spiritual life so that they can make constant progress? Can you give some advice or suggestions?
You make a decision to remain single when you are 25, when you are 35, or when you are 45.
就是你在25岁或者35岁，在45岁的时候，做了这个要保持单身的这个决定。
If you decide to remain single for the rest of your life when you are 45 years old, then somehow it's conceivable.
If you are at the age of 45, 我再问一下 ，you decided to Inconceivable is conceivable.
I said it's conceivable.
就如果你到了45岁以后，然后你这个还想就是保持单身，这个是可以理解的。
Because once you pass the age of 50, you are pretty much settled into your own life.
因为当你过了这个五十岁之后呢，其实你的这个生活就是已经稳定下来了，就是已经成型了。
And you have to battle your way through menopause.
啊，然后呢，过了五十岁呢，可能就要有这个。那个叫什么停经期，那个叫什么来着？我一下忘了那个词儿。
I know more about women than you do. That's the problem.
绝经期啊，这女性就要进入到这个时间了。
Is there a word in Chinese for
menopause? Yes.
Okay. Good. So, as you mature with age, you know what your priorities are.
然后呢，随着你这个年龄越来越成熟之后呢，你就越来越了解自己的需求是什么。
But if you are 25 or 35, at some point you may feel great insecurity.
那么如果你还是比较年轻，比如说25岁、35岁这样的一个年龄段的话，可能你在某一个时刻你会觉得比较缺少那个安全感。
But in either case,
但是不管怎么样
the only recourse is that to remain single, as Prabhupada used to explain, you have to get married to Krishna.
那释迦牟尼他说呢，就是说有一个解决的办法，就是如果你下定决心一定要保持这个单身的话，那么你就要把自己嫁给 Krishna.
Means you have to get married to the Krishna consciousness process.
那实际上这句话的意思就是说，你就是等于就是要把自己嫁给 Krishna， 知觉的这个修习的程序。就是、
mean that you see Krishna as your only protector.
换句话说就是你要把 Krishna 当成你唯一的保护者。
And that you depend on Krishna for everything.
然后呢，你无论是什么事情，你就是完全的依靠 Krishna.
That you prepare to have a very simple life.
而且还有一点就是说，你要做好一个单身准备，那你也要做好一种过一种非常简朴简单的生活的准备。
And you will be always absorbed in sadhana and in service.
还有就是说，你要全神贯注的投入到你的 sadhana 规范修习和奉献服务之中。
Now, Mother Urmila wrote a very interesting article, which I have included in my upcoming book on yoga.
那就是，这个 Urmila Mataji 呢，她写了一本书，那里面的有一些内容呢，我也在我的下一本要即将要出版的这个关于瑜伽的这个书里面涉及到。
Where she talks about celibacy.
因为在她的这个书里面，她就是谈到了真守独身的。
And she says there are some people who want to remain single.
那在他提到了，就是说有的人想一直保持单身。
But they keep a lifestyle of being independent.
那他们呢一直保持着一种独立的生活方式。
They still have a job and make money.
他们还有工作，还能挣钱。
They like to have material facilities.
他们喜欢一些物质的设施。
They just can't be bothered to be committed.
然后他们就是懒得去承诺，去许下一些承诺。
That's not being single.
那个就不叫单身的生活。
That's being married to material life.
这个叫做嫁给了物质生活。
So to make this is a very very important decision. If a woman wants to remain single for the rest of her life, it means that it's complete dedication.
那所以这点是非常重要。如果一个女性，她就是决定在下半辈子我都要保持这个单身，那就意味着她要对自己做出一个承诺，是一种完全奉献的无私的一种生活。
Now that I have my little car, I've got my little credit card, I have nice clothes.
不是单单自己的享受着自己的一种独立的生活，我有房有车有信用卡有漂亮的包什么的。
No, that's not single life.
这个不叫单身生活，就是很复杂，还是充满着物质性。下一个，来自于二十组阳光灿烂顶拜咕噜的
This
is the next one 顶拜咕噜的莲花族请问 Radha 是 Krishna 的内在能量，那么我们是不是也一样有女人的一面和男人的一面都具有，如果我们内在既有男人又有女人特质，是不是就不需要结婚，只爱我们自己的另一部分就可以？
喂喂喂喂，
So we know
wait,
that.
Wait, the question that I just answered, whose question was it?
Radha Priya.
Oh, that was Radha Priya. Oh, okay.
So my question is, Radha is the internal energy of Krishna. So can we understand that similarly, we also have the female side and the male side in us. If internally we have both the specific characteristics of both men and women, does that mean we don't need marriage? We just have to love the other side of us, which is the male side in us, then we are complete.
I think a lot of people in China are really fed up with marriage. Marriage has become such a painful, torture experience for a lot of people in China. Either the man doesn't perform or the woman doesn't perform. So yes, we do have both a female side and a male side.
女性的那一面和男性的那一面的
And both sides have to be used in Krishna's service.
实际上这两面都要用来为 Krishna做奉献服务。
So we don't dedicate our female side to our male side, we dedicate both sides to Krishna.
我们不是说把我们的女人的特质 就是奉献给我们内在的男人的那个特质, 让这个 然后你就得到了满足,不需要结婚了,而是说我们要把我们同时的这两种男人特质和女人特质都用来为 Krishna做奉献服务,而不是让这个女人特质去服务于男人特质。
Because both the female side and the male side have an ego.
因为你的内在不管是这个,就是也可以说是阳性和阴性,或者男性内女性,这两面都是掺杂着假我的。
So we have to focus on the object of meditation, and that is Krishna.
所以我们要专注于我们冥想的这个对象，我们的专注冥想的对象就是 Krishna.
And we can use both in Krishna's service.
那我们可以把我们这两方面的特质都用来为 Krishna做奉献服务。
And also in serving the devotees.
还有就是拿它来这个服务奉献者。
Sometimes the female side is more prominent, sometimes the male side is more prominent.
有的时候呢,我们这种女性特质会更突出一些,有的时候男性的特质会更突出一些。
Just like we have a bright side and a dark side to our personality.
像我们的这个个性当中也同时有两面,有光明面和黑暗面,一个道理。
That's part of the psychological makeup and part of the body.
这个就是阳性的那一面和阴性的那一面都是 存在着的，其实这个也是我们心理的一种构造，也是我们躯体的构造。
Okay, we will discuss. There are quite a few verses coming up about this particular topic.
就是关于我们刚才所讨论的这个话题，后面还有一些师姐，很快在后面会出现，我们可以进一步的来讨论。
We'll stop now.
那我们现在就讲到这里。
Thank you very much. Shumukhi Radha Mataji. Thank you very much, Krishna Premi, for your exceptional translation today. Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently and your very good questions. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Krishna Conscious Women Ki Jai.
Krishna 知觉中的女性 Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kashyadesh Yatra ki jai, Go Premanande Haribo.
Haribo. Haribo.